Yud Aleph Adar Rishon, Tuesday the 11th of February, Rabbi Shulam Yosef Halpern, the Atonement of the Chet HaEgel.
First of all, the last time I was here, this Bismedish was half the size, Kenayin Harab, Baruch Hashem, to expand, the Gashmi is the Berachnis, and the Mashiach would come, it will all go with the Tisrul. The note says that I will be speaking about the Atonement of Chet HaEgel. The truth is, the Chet HaEgel is one of the richest parshiyos in the Torah. What do I mean by the richest parshiyos of the Torah? It's one of the worst cases that happened to Klal Yisrael, one of the worst avodos. But the Mefarshim, on the Parshas HaEgel from Sheni till after, I think it comes Kamat Kol Shishi, the Parshas Kisiso, there's so much to learn that it's impossible to speak about in half an hour. First and foremost, everyone learns Rashi. But there's Ramban, Erechaim HaKudosh, Kleyuka, Alshech. All of the Mefarshim try to make the Aveir a bit smaller, to minimize it. Because it's mind-boggling to think that 6 weeks after Matan Torah was either Vuv or Zayin, the seven of the Mechalakis in the Gemurah, and this happened the day before Shavuos HaBetamos. Shavuos HaBetamos was Shviras HaLichos. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Lichos. The Egel was one day before, 16th of Tammuz. So from 6th of Sivan to 16th of Tammuz, it's 40 days, 6 weeks. And the Eden should drop from such a high madrige, Koilei Sivrukim, whatever happened with HaSinai, and to be Oyvid Avoid Azura. It's very, very difficult to understand such a thing. First of all, Rashi and other Mefarshim say it started with the Erev Rav. Amchu was the Geirim that Moshe Rabbeinu brought from Mitzrayim. Now, you have to understand what this was. Klal Yisrael is the only religion in the world that does not seek to bring in people from other religions. If you're born a Yid, there's Kiruv, there's many organizations which we try to be Mekarav Yids. Afal Pi Kein, the fact is, if you look around, you learn from Aris that Naomi was trying to put her off, to explain to her how difficult it is for someone who was not born a Yid to become a Yid. Minatoyre, a goy is Mechiv to keep Sheva Mitzvot Gnei Noach. Goy keeps Sheva Mitzvot Gnei Noach is Chsidei Imai Soilam, and from Rishoinim, there's much more, there is some kind of a Gan Eden for those Neshumas too. A goy has some kind of a Nefesh. I can't explain it because I don't know myself, but there is some kind for Chsidei Imai Soilam, we keep Sheva Mitzvot Gnei Noach. But if it happens, there is some kind of neshama that pushes himself and Dafka wants to become a Yid. There's a procedure. And after there is a Geirus al Pitoyle, says Rishoinim, that it must be this neshama was at Har Sinai. That when the Goyim said, we do not want to accept the Torah, that was the general population of that nation. But there were single people, whether it was Yishmuel or Edom or any other nation, there were single people who would want to accept the Torah, and later on, those neshumas do become geirim. If it's one in 1,000 or one in 10,000, whatever happens, and once a person does become a geir, the mitzvah esther in the Torah, the ahavtem es hagei. Someone once brought in a geir to the Gzgalan, the Rebbe Shemruchi, he kissed his hand. So the mitzvah still. A mitzvah esther in the Torah, the ahavtem es hagei. Gzgalan Rebbe kissed the hand of a geir tzedek, a mitzvah esther in the Torah. So, behechrech, the Shoinim say this, if one went through the procedure and is a Geir Tzedek, his neshama was at Har Sinai. It seems to be that Moshe Rabbeinu, as I stated for Chazal, took in tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of Mitzrim, who came along at Yetzias Mitzrayim, probably for material reasons, because they saw all the Nisim and the Esamakas and so on, and he did not ask the Rabbeinu Shloim. And this week's Sedra is where Rashi brings it out that they caused a lot of trouble, and they were the ones who were going the Chetu Egel, and they tried to influence the Yidden to do Averis. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo was very angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. Lech reit kishiches amcho. That's the first Pushat Pshat which Rashi brings along. And other Mepharshim try to say a different Inyan. It's not Pshuta Shel Mikra. Pshuta Shel Mikra is that the eagle was an Avodah Zarah, an idol. But some Mepharshim, Ramban or Chaim Kodesh, want to say that they weren't really looking for an Avodah Zarah Mamish, this is my God, Eilel Hech, Yisrael, Zoyt Pushat Pshat. They were looking for, in English they call it a medium. Something like which has Hashruas Hashchene, which later was really the Mishkan. This is also a concept which is very difficult to understand, but the Metzius is, there's a Mishnah, Esek Kedushas Hem. There are places in the world that are more Kudosh than other places. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Harabais, Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash itself, Ohel Moed, the Chutz, Ohel Moed, and the Kodesh Kedushim. Excuse me a minute. How come a place can be more kudosh, more concentration of Hashruas Hashchina? It's also something which you can't really understand, but that's the Shtait in the Torah. So they were looking for something similar to what really came out as the Mishkan, and they thought that this Egel will have some Hashruas Hashchina or Kiddusha. That's what they thought. That's also something that's very difficult to understand. Aber Pshita Shel Mikra, it was Avodah Zarah Mamash. The Mepharshim say that since Yetzias Mitzrayim was an emergency rescue, the Eden were in Memtes Shari Timur, and the Rebbeinu Shalom saw that they can't stay there any longer, so he pulled them out. The Rebbeinu Shalom pulled them out. And in 6 weeks, that's the Shvius Oime, from Pesach to the Shvius, he raised them from Memtes Shari Timur to such a high madrege of Matan Torah. But such an emergency operation does not have a long-standing kiyum. It's a temporary Eden. The avoid of a yid is to work on himself, not that the Rebbeinu Shalom should pull me out. That's nishkachot. The Rebbeinu Shalom can change me into Moshe Rabbeinu in 1 minute, but that's not the avoid of a person. A person has to work on himself. So since it was what the Farshim called Isarisa de la Eila, his oiris from above, it couldn't hold long. That was good, a temporary for Matan Torah itself. And afterwards, it dropped back to what the Yidden were beforehand. And that's why such an Aveira happened. Now, you have to learn the Mepharshim. It's impossible to do this in half an hour. But if someone asks, what can I do now in Tuf, Shi, and Ayin Dalet to be Misak and Chetu Egel? The Pushat thing is to learn the Yid Gimel Ikrim. The Rambam, we have it in the back of every Siddur, but since it's in the Siddur, people usually just mumble it off on the way home or when you're taking off the tefillin. But it's Kedai, when someone has an extra half an hour or an hour, to be Ma'ayin in the Yid Gimel Ikrim, which the Rambam put together. It's actually a perish hamishnayis the Rambam in the back of Masechta Sanhedrin on Perik Chelik. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik. I think it's Perik Yud Aleph in Sanhedrin, the last Perik. And in the back of the Shaskim is a perish hamishnayis the Rambam. And the Rambam puts together Yid Gimel Yisoidos, I think he calls it, in a minna, Nuna Minna Hashem, Yis HaMashiach, Moshe Rabbeinu was Avi Kol Alvim. And it's much longer than in the Siddur. It's a something that one has to learn. It can take half an hour. It's Kedai when you have spare time. And those are the Yid Gimel Ikrei Yemina. So if we had an Aveira of Avodah Zarah, which nowadays is not Shchiach, because the Gemara tells us that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were Mevatel, the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. We can't even understand why a person should bow to a piece of gold or a piece of wood. The Tikkun is an Emina B'Hashem, which is the Yid Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam, and to learn it properly is Kedai to look at Perish HaMishnah as the Rambam. My career, I was a Melamed for many, many years. Now I tutor teens at risk, but I usually have children classes. The first time I was on trial, I was in the Bob of the Talmud Torah, and the banal called me up. He wants to have me for Chodesh Elul, but twice he wants to see me in a class for 2 days, and that was during the summer in Camp Shalva, in the camp in, outside New York, in the Catskill Mountains. And I remember, I knew very well, the banal told me that he's not going to tell the children that I'm on trial, because that's the worst thing he can do. He's going to tell them that the Mlamato had an emergency, had to go away for 2 days, that I'm, they call in America, substitute. So I'm standing in. That's also not them. Children, those were 9-year-olds or 10-year-olds. They don't have the regular Mlamato, so they try to play around. So what am I to do when I come into such a class? It was classrooms without air conditioning. They were open classrooms. There was half a panel, and then there was a screen. And the now was walking between, it's in the woods. And now was walking between, I mean, I knew he was telling me that he's going to listen in. And I have to make an impression. The first minute I walk in to get the children to be quiet, I can make something interesting and tell them a story. Can I come and shlash instead of Gemurah? That doesn't matter. But so the first thing I came in, I told them, my father, the Pumzon Zagadant, comes in every week, Friday, to Powder's house. He still does it today. Because the sons of the Divrei Chaim used to go for hair, the Talmud Torah, in the city of Sons every Friday. Sons of said, have a PM, Shabbat Noikas, Shabbat Ram, this is oxygen. To hear children learning Torah, this is have a PM, the air that they breathe, Shabbat Noikas, Shabbat Ram. So I remember I was a child, probably, Dovid Yamal probably was in my class. He had a Rebbe of Weiss, Rebbe Yosef Weiss, primary 3 and primary 4. I was an excellent Rebbe. 1 week, my father came into Feher, and the boys in the class did not know as well as usual. Something happened. So my father asked, what's the geschehen? What happened? Rebbe Weiss married off a child, one of his children, a daughter or son, that week, and he was missing for 2 days. It never happened, because he never missed. It happened once in a few years. And there was another Rebbe. So my father says, so what? Rebbe Weiss in the Stugewein, he wasn't here, the other Rebbe, he played another bissel, it wasn't. So my father says, this is Chetu Ego. What's the Chetu Ego? One of the Chazal in Chetu Ego is, one of the Chashi brings it, that the Sutton showed an illusion in the sky, a bed, that means, doesn't mean a bed, means a Uroin, a Levaya. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, and the Maluchim were carrying it, Likvira, so that the Yidu should think that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. So what happens? Let's say it's true. Let's say tragedy, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. He was in heaven 40 days, and he's not here anymore. So what happens? They go on the Din of Adizura. Such an extreme. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. You take one of the other Chachomim, Yoshia Benin, one of the Zkainim, and you mekabel muris, you take upon yourself his authority. There might be a mechleikus, who it should be. So take the majority of Klal Yisrael. But because Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, you're going to be in a Avodah Zarah, that's Chetu Egel. So my father told them, Rabbi Weiss is the top Rebbe that you could have. So you had the second in command, someone else. And that's because of that you don't learn, because of that you play around, that's Chetu Egel. So I repeated this in the class that as soon as I started, and it shocked the boys a bit. Chetu Egel, you're not going to behave. It's Chetu Egel, so they had to behave. And Manal told me later that he liked this trick. But there is a word in this. Chazal tell us, El ha-shoyfet asheyiyeh bayomim haim. I think it's a pusik somewhere in the Devarim. A person cannot say, I'll accept the Ruah of Reb Kivayge, Noid Bihide. It's 200 years ago and he's not here anymore, so I can do what I want. It doesn't go like that. Every Doir, there's a Yeridus Adoiris, we don't have the Shoinim, we don't have the Doil Achroinim 200 years ago, so you have to accept the Ruahs of the Chachme Ador, whoever's here, right, where we are alive, whoever's alive now. So the idea that Chvilish Mekabel Mudazan from this Gudel or this Tzadik, because he's not like you, those who were 200 years ago, is wrong. That's a part of the Chet HaEgel. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, I give up completely. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, you take whoever's next. Whoever's there when you're alive. So, Pashtus, we talk about the Talmud of Chet HaEgel, is learning the Parshia with whatever Mepharshim one can do. It's very, very rich. There's a lot of beautiful Mepharshim about it. And most of the Mepharshim try to explain that it's not Kipshitoi of Avodah Zarah Mamash. Rashi says there were three categories. Eidim and Hasrua, there were only 3,000. The Pusik says Shloshes Alfayesh, that those were killed by Klal Yisrael in the south of Bezin. Eidim and Hasrua means two people, adults, see someone doing an Avaira, whether it's Chayiv Malkus, or Kudus the Machlokus in the Gemur Shaykh Hasrua, or Mises Bezin, and they go up to him and they tell him, we're warning you. Let's say two people see someone who has a yetzara to smoke cigarette on Shabbos. And they see that he's taking out the cigarette with matches. So two adults go up to him and tell him, we're warning you, this is a lav of Havura, one of the Lama Tesmeluchas, will take you to Bezin and you will be stoned, you will be killed. Mostly it wouldn't happen, even someone with a big yetzara, because he knows that these two people are going to pick him up and take him to Bezin. So the Chazal tell us, in Sanhedrin, that Mises Bezin was so loishchiach that it happened once in 70 years, and the kroivim of the person who was killed had tainus on the Bezin. They called the Bezin murderers, and I shouldn't say that, but that's what they call. It was very loishchiach. So here, the Eidim Uba Asrua, Rashi says there were 3,000 people. B'li Eidim Uba Asrua, that means amazed. Who knew it's an Avaira, and not state by Yigoyf Hashem. I'm not sure if it says the Pusik tells us a number, how many people were. That was a Magaifa. And Beshoigig, there were more. Beshoigig means either they did not realize that this is a Avaira Zura, or several ways how you could say it called a Shoigig. But a few interesting points that you can bring out of this week's parsha is one of them. Aharon took the whole achrayas upon himself. Rashi says that he saw, this was the day before. What happened? Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, I'm going up 40 days. And Klal Yisrael counted the first day he went up as number one. So they thought that 16th of Tammuz he will come down from Har Sinai. The actual truth was that you were not supposed to count the first day because you did not have Leiloi Imoi. By Klal Yisrael, the night before belongs to the Friday night is Shabbos, belongs to the day. So they were supposed to start counting the next day, and Moshe Rabbeinu came down Shiva also by the time of the 17th. Since the Yid did not see him on the day before, and the Sultan showed an illusion that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, so they came up to Haran, we want to have an Avodah Zarah. Aharon tried to push them off. Rashi says this a few times. First of all, he said, "Mi zuav, his koruk, tell your wives and children to give their jewelry, gold." And Rashi says the teva of nushim, of women, is to be careful, to look after their jewelry. They won't give it away so freely. So Aharon thought it would take some time. The Pusik says the men took their jewelry, whatever they had, and they brought it, and it came quicker. Next thing Aharon tried to postpone, I will build a Mizbeach. Don't help me, I'll do it myself. Take a long time for one person to build a Mizbeach, push it up. But the Torah says it didn't work. The Mizbeach is finished, and they said, Eile Lecho Yisrael. What Rashi says, what happened was, he took all the gold, put it into a big sheet, and threw it into a fire. And there was, in Mitzrayim, the Mitzrim did not want Klal Yisrael to have Atzmos Yosef, so they put Aron, the body of Yosef HaTzadik, the bones, into a metal uroin, a metal coffin, and they sank it into the Nilus. And when Tzis Mitzrayim happened, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get it out. He inscribed on the Tas Shel Zuov, seems to me that it was a gold plate, Alei Shoy, Ayin Lamed Hei, Shir Vov Reish, because Yosef is Nimshel L'Shoy, B'Choy Shoy Rudeloy, and he threw it in, and the Urim came up. That's how Yikach Moshe Sasmus Yosef. This Tas, Alei Rav Trashi, someone called Micho, one of the Yotze Mitzrayim. Micho was a child who the Mitzrim, because of the Achzuris, if someone had a certain amount of bricks, he had to build a wall, and he didn't finish. They took the person's child and put him into the wall. So Moshe Rabbeinu took him out. The Rabbeinu Shalom said, the end of this, the soif of this person is not good. Leave him there. Moshe Rabbeinu had rachmonis, he took him out, and he was the one who got this Tas Shel Zuav. And he threw it into the fire, and these words somehow had a Pesekidishes, a Shem, I don't know exactly what it means, and an Egel, which is a young Shoy, came out. And Rashi says, Tehillim, it says, Tavnis Shoy Oichel Esav, I think capital Kivvov or somewhere. Now, Pujatach, the Pusik, it's a long capital where the Rabbeinu Shlomo David HaMelech gives Misser for the Eden that they didn't behave in the Midbar. They made a Tavnis, a form of a Shoyr Oichel Esav, an ox, a calf that eats grass. But Rashi says, no. This Tavnis Shoyr, the eagle itself, was Oichel Esav. It moved and it ate and it looked like a live animal. That's what the Sutton, actually the Sutton made this, and that's what caused Yidden to start believing Ephesus as some kind of Kedusha here. The Egel moved and ate Esav. It's not the Pushit Shat. When you learn Tehillim, you say Tavnis of a Shoyr Oichel Esav. But Rashi says Tavnis Shoyr, the Egel itself, the gold calf, moved and lived, had some kind of life in it, Oichel Esav. The Sutton caused this, and that's what caused the Eden to believe that it has some kind of a hecherezach. The Pusik says, Kesef hirbeisu lehem v'zuav usi lebaal, that the Nevi'im have a complaint to the Rebbeinu Shloilem. How is Shai to say a complaint? I mean, the Rebbeinu Shloilem never gives a person the soil that is so big that he can't be misgabbed, he can't overcome it. Every person, whatever the soyin he has from the Rebbeinu Shloim, it is in his, he is able to overcome it. Otherwise, there wouldn't be such a thing as Havoinish. The Rebbeinu Shloim gave the Yidin gold and silver from Bizas Hayam. So a Yidis person, the Rebbeinu Shloim gives the Yid gold and says, person know what to do with it. Be Mekai Mitzvah, Sedukah, Vechesed. Someone wins £100 million. It could be a sign, but it means that Rebbeinu Shloim believes that you can do, that you know what to do with it, to behave. But in the Pusik says, a complaint. Kesef hirbei sulehem, you Rebbeinu Shloim, it's your fault. You gave them a lot of silver, v'zuav os in the baal. So the Nevi'im, I don't know if it's David HaMelech saying this, maybe it's in Tehillim. The Nevi'im tried to be mamlitz toiv on Klal Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shloim gave them too much gold and silver by the Bizas Hayam, and that caused them to make the eagle. It's also something which you have to learn the Mefarshim to understand the Vos HaPshat that is. But one of the interesting things in Yilachim Mishrashi is Moshe Rabbeinu himself had a vikuach. He argued with the Rebbeinu Shloim that he should be moichodam. Someone once told me, he heard from a maggid, a person has a child, starts walking, 2 year old, 2.5 year old, 3 year old. Every father and mother will explain to the child, don't walk into the street, because cars are coming this way and that way. And as the child gets older, you teach them how to cross the street. Small, one way, a two way, in America it's a street and an avenue. But you teach a child how to walk over the street. And if a child doesn't behave and he runs into the street, you pull him back. And if he's a bit labedic or he's a little bit wild, you might even give him a patch. Don't go to the street. It's dangerous. I'm warning you. Chas v'shulam. If a child walks into the street and a car knocks him down and you're in hospital and he has a broken leg and a broken foot, you kiss him and you hug him, and the accident has happened already. Now you don't give him a pouch. You try to give him as much love as possible, and the father and the mother and everyone will be in the hospital for a few days or however long it takes, and you'll take him home and you'll cuddle him. You give him all the biggest love because the accident has already happened. In the Torah, we see so many warnings against Avodah Zarah, even in Mishneh Torah, and Sefer Devarim, much when you go into Eretz Yisrael, there'll be different nations who have cities and villages there, and they have different Avodah Zarahs, be careful. And it's Rachik Mem. The Torah warns again and again and again, I'm warning you, it's the biggest Avodah that's possible, don't you dare. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ribbono Shel Olam, the accident happened. It happened already. Even didn't Avodah Zarah. So now you have to give them as much love as you can. They should recuperate, like a child in the hospital. The accident happened. And Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared. If you're not going to be Moshe Eden, he was. If you look at Chumash Rashi, it was mamasha a quarrel. If you're not going to be Moshe then, I don't. Mecheninu, you should erase my name from the whole Torah. No one should know. And the Rebbeinu Shem said first, Achaleim, I'll kill all the Eden, and start a new nation from you, from Moshe Rabbeinu's children. So Moshe Rabbeinu found that if the Schus of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Kisei, Shem, Shura, Shereglaim, is not going to help them, how you know what will happen in 100 years' time? Maybe my children do the same of Eden, then only have my Schus. And he tied it so stark, it's a shtick of chiddush, because it's Mamisha, a quarrel, you know, even before you could look at Ramban or anyone else. Moshe Rabbeinu had to struggle with the Ribbono Shel Olam to be moichel till the Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'll be moichel them, and if you ain't poverty, pokadati, I'll spread out the oinish all the years. And really and truly, the 40 years in the Midbar, although it's betziruf, the chet hameraglim, but it's also betziruf, the chet ha'egel, and the Yotzei Mitzrayim were all nifted during the 40 years, and in Eretz Yisrael there was a new generation. I have now one more minute. I'll just repeat a Shayim Vot from the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu came up to the Shemayim and he heard Ribbono Shel Olam learning Reb Lezer said, Egel Bashunu, Pura Bashtayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yerutzon Sheyetze Tzadik Zeh should come out for me. This Tzadik Reblazer should come out for me for my one of my descendants. And the Moshe said, he'll be one of your descendants. What's so great in this memory of Egel, wherever it says the word Egel, the Torah, it's within the first year. And if it says the word Puro, it's within the second year, the age of the animal. So there's a word from the Moglin, he was at Einikot from Kajet Semagit. He says like this. Chazal say, Lohoyu Yisruel be'oysa ador re'iyim. This Aveir, this whole Aveir wasn't a normal thing. Yidin weren't as bad as it says there. El Lohoyu Yisruel be'oysa ador re'iyim. The Rebbeinu Shem wanted to show that even if a person does the worst Aveir in the Torah, Aveir Zura, there is a possibility to do tshiva. How, what, and when? Whether you have to fast, or give tzedukah, or say tehillim, or there is a way of tshiva, even for the worst aveira. According to this chazal, the whole aveira wasn't supposed to be an aveira to begin with. It was to show that Klal Yisrael can do tshiva. Rashi brings in Parshas Chukas, the Moshe Adarshan, that the Pura Adimo is like a mother to an eagle, a poor and an eagle. And Tuvai Imai Tekanach Tzoyes B'nai. When a child makes a mess, the parents have to clean up. So the Pura is a Kapura on the Chet Eger. So according to the Moshe Adarshan, there was a Chet, an Aveira, and the Mitzvah Pura Dima is the Kapura. According to Lohoyu Yisrael Eloi Yitzhila, it wasn't even a Chet to begin with, it was Lohoyu Yitzhiva L'Rabim. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to minimize the Aveira. So he said, Rebbe Lezer says, Egel Bashunu Pura Bashtayim. The Gemara Masechtas Bechoyres says, a cow can only give birth in its third year. Gemara Masechtas Bechoyres. Before it's 2 years old, B'nei HaTev, it can't give birth yet. So since the blazer says, Puro Bastayim, in the second year, it's not possible it should have a child, an Eger. So Rav Lezer can't learn the Pshat of Rav Moshe Hadash and the Tuvay Imah it kind of says B'nai. What then is the Eger? The Hoyer Su'aliyim, that it wasn't an Avera at all, it was only a way to show to the Chiva. So that is a limit schis on Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yerutzen Sheyetze Tzadizem from my Chalutzai, because he wanted to have Rav Lezer, was Melambe Tzchis on Klal Yisrael to be one of his descendants. Rav Moshe should help. And all the Eden zal zeichen zijn, ze tjieven maas en tuiven, gauw tof zijn.